Do you play guitar? Mm-hmm. Do you?
I'll play a tune on the harp. Okay. So you'll play me a tune or two on the spot today. I'm sure it's a tune. If I know any tunes that you play, we'll...
Oh, just go and play it. I like your style.
Hmm?
I like your style.
Is that a style?
Yeah.
It's a lot different from the way you play. I'd rather play North Carolina style, I believe.
Cumberland Gap in different tuning. Cumberland Gap tuning.
Homer Bailey played it in F.
Well, here's the way I do it. Now, I don't know what key it puts you in, but...
What tuning is it? Maybe that's the way Homer played
that's
that.
That's the way most of the old timers played it.
first time I've heard that since Homer Bailey. Mm-hmm. And that was...
I bet that's it, because that, now there's an old man up in Burnsville. He's 80, 87, I believe, years old.
And, that's the way Homer Bailey played that. But he one fingered.
Oh, yeah?
It'll tickle you to death.
Yeah.
That just rolled like a ball.
Yeah. See.
If you raise a second string up, C, I play a little bit of C.
I think that the way he does that on the fiddle, it just don't need no banjo in it. I don't know. It's got, you know, it's kind of some...
It's hard to follow.
Off beats to it, yeah.
It's hard. I couldn't follow Ernie at all.
Mm-hmm. He plays it different than, like, the way Emory Bailey and them played.
It's also, it's the same tune, but it's altogether different, and the timing is, I don't know what you would say about it, but.
Yeah, it's different. It was closer to the way, something like the way French played it.
Yeah.
But still different, too.
It's, yeah, I have French.
Yeah.
But it's still different.
Yeah.
And Harvey's Pawnee Mountain is different.
It's a Louisville burglar, Louisville burglar. I don't think he even says what is it, what it is on the tape.
That's, it's the Boston burglar.
Boston burglar, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to try to figure out how he, where he played that or what tuning he used or anything, but I'm not really sure.
D tune.
D, just like that?
Now this C tuning, or is this D tuning?
No, that's C tuning, I guess.
I thought it was D.
You just drop your second down and drop your fifth down.
Thank you.
baby, you can go. You know that?
Do you know more of it? I've never heard those ones.
If this train won't ride, I'll be home on the road. You can hear the whistle blows out now.
Played the Louisville, that Boston Burglar.
Mm-hmm.
Can you start that?
I don't think I can. I don't think I can, Jerry. Mm. I used to play it a little bit. That was one of Noy's tunes.
Noy's?
Noy Cottrell.
Is that right?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, Noy liked the Boston Burglar.
Let me see if there's something on there. I never couldn't figure out where. What key you played in or anything?
Thank you. all right.
But that doesn't sound right to me.
That's all right, but
it's not the right key.
That's not the key that the warden.
You play down there in that D tune.
That's where they played it.
He'd thump it too, but he'd play with one of them. He called it treading the banjo. Listen how he plays. He'd get pretty good music with one finger. That thing rolling, you know?
Uh-huh.
Pretty good. What else is in that key?
Right now, I can't think of anything. Yeah.
Thank you. so.
Oh boy. That's Phoebe's tune.
Yeah.
It's not much of a tune.
Yeah, I like it.
Until you hear Ward play it.
Yeah.
Now Phoebe can play a minute on the hook. If you haven't heard Ward play. Now I'll retract that statement. Phoebe plays it well.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of difference in the way she plays it and
yeah.
the way Ward plays.
Yeah. I like little simple tunes like that played on the banjo and they will get it rolling.
Fiddle, did you say that was?
Supposed to be German, huh?
Just German.
Yeah. Here, your third string there.
If I didn't know what you had in mind when you, whether you wanted to go and hear somebody play or. Sit around here. I'd have had Bernard. And if I'd have known, I could have had two or three.
Oh well, I just.
You'll have to come back down.
Yeah.
And
I'd like to come sometime, maybe pick you up and go and see that Clarence Cox.
Okay.
I'd like to hear
anytime. Him. We'll get a hold of Bernard and.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to play.
Uh-huh. I think think you're playing that in G if you're playing it there. See if I'm
It's in C, I think. It's in C. Chord that I was leaving out there. Let's go do that.
Thank you.
You fellas do. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you managed to get that extra. Lester McCumbers calls a cluck on a banjo.
Tick, tick, tick.
Lester said I could play the fiddle if I had somebody a cluck on a banjo with me. Thank you. That's about all I know on the banjo.
You do pretty good on there.
These kind of banjos are not very good for me to thump on. So anybody who can, I guess, would be fine.
They're hard. It's a difference. I don't know. I don't quite understand why. But the old time open back banjos are a lot easier.
I get too much static going.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Of course, with my ability to play, it wouldn't make a whole lot of difference. But with the open back banjos, I think it helped a lot.
Some friends live down here by that left-hand holler. From